Well, my next guest was one of the key players in federal parliament this year. It was roughly this time last year that the Tasmanian senator quit Palmer United to sit in the Senate as an independent. She was part of a crossbench which blocked significant chunks of the government's legislative agenda, and in the process contributed to the downfall of both former Prime Minister Tony Abbott and his treasurer Joe Hockey. All the time, Jackie Lambie was dealing with a very difficult personal situation, the ice addiction of her son, Dylan. Senator Jackie Lambie joins us for the latest in our series of interviews with Newsmakers of the Year. Jackie Lambie, welcome to breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's just start off with a broad question. What's a lesson you've learned from 2015?
I think the biggest lesson I've probably learned is to make sure that I don't jump in too early and make sure that I speak to all the, whether it's the advocates running around, the lobbyist groups for and against, and that before I actually come out and say anything. That's a massive lesson to learn, actually, to sit back on the outside and listen to everybody's point of view before any decisions are made.
Is that a hard lesson to learn when you're obviously someone that does have opinions, likes to talk? That can be a difficult thing to master.
I think it's difficult, but it's a lot easier. At least that way you don't make as many mistakes and you don't have to come back and say, I got that wrong and now I'm going to have to chase my tail and try and turn this around. So that's extremely, sucks a lot of energy out of you and it's very time consuming. So if you get it right in the first place, you won't have to swing back around.
Have you made, do you think, a lot of mistakes in terms of dealing with the process of Parliament, being outspoken on, for example, the Prime Minister and the way you relate to one another?
I don't think so. I think people know when I've got something to say, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it the best way I can. The Prime Minister was his own demise. That had nothing to do with me or anybody else. He was his own worst enemy. So, that's just the way it is.
A lot of people talk about sort of entering the political process and feeling hamstrung, you know, that you can no longer really engage in conversation the way you want to, that it's more difficult to say what you think. Even we, the voters, tend to find it difficult that we feel politicians don't really speak honestly with us. You're relatively new to federal politics. How have you found navigating that territory?
I haven't found that much of a problem. I just, I say it how it is. I'm just being very, when I actually say it now, just being a little bit more mindful and making sure I use the right words and slowing things down. So, and that's only going to come with more practice and I'll get better at that as we're going along. But, I'm just your normal everyday Australian and I want to make sure I stay like that. That way people are more open to you out on the streets and they're prepared to talk and open right up, and that's how you find out what's going on. So I don't want to change that about myself at all.
Are you enjoying politics?
Yeah, I am enjoying it a lot more this year over the last 12 months, trying to navigate through that Senate. As soon as I get a little bit better at that, then that'll be more beneficial for both Tasmania and, of course, our veterans out there that have served their country. So to me, it's really important for me to grasp those moves in the Senate just a little bit better. So I'll be working really hard on the next 12 months. It's on my priority list to try and get that down pat over the next 12 months, 18 months.
Could I beg you not to give me too much of a political answer to this, but Tony Abbott talked a lot about what he called the feckless Senate and sort of blamed a lot of his problems on the conglomeration of crossbench senators. How did you feel about that notion? Was it your fault? Was it the collection of your fault? Or was it something else?
I think it was something else. It was called the leader at the time. There's no doubt about that. And if you haven't got the right policies and those policies are going to affect those already sitting on or below the poverty line, then I have a problem with that and I'm going to stand up for those people. There are much better ways of doing things. But to come out and blame the crossbenchers or say that they are chaos for somebody else's own actions is absolute rubbish. Things have really quietened down. By having that those crossbenchers in the Senate, that stopped a lot of harmful budget budget cuts that they wanted to put in there, him and Hockey wanted to put in their first budget there. So it's actually probably saved a lot of heartache out there in the community, I can assure you that much.
What is it like as a Senate crossbencher dealing with Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison as compared with Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey?
Well, I had a fair bit to do with Malcolm Turnbull because I already predicted from day one that he'd end up being the PM. So I got in fairly early and I think I had 6 or 8 meetings. I worked out probably more meetings with Malcolm Turnbull than what I did with all the other ministers added up altogether when they were under Tony Abbott. So that goes to show what sort of leadership he had or produced.
So what sort of thing were you? What sort of thing were you meeting him about then?
Oh, I was just going down there to get to know him a little bit better. We just talk about all things in general. He's a pretty smart man, so I really appreciated some of his points of view that he was feeding into me and just giving me a little bit of direction, and that he'd actually take the time, you know, even though we had a half an hour meeting, at the times I've been there for an hour, and I always loved his cups of tea. I'm not sure what was in him, but I always walked out with a smile on my face.
Did he make the cups of tea?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he poured them. So, I'm not sure who made them, but he certainly poured them, and it was a very relaxing atmosphere, so I'm very grateful for that. But I will say this much. He's now done his 3 months, or just over 100 days, I believe, and the honeymoon period is now over. So I'm hoping that they'll finish sorting out their backyard over the Christmas period. Other than that, she's going to be pretty full on, I guess, and I'll be taking it right up to him in the new year.
He'd better get the kettle on. How long before he became Prime Minister did you two start having these cups of tea?
We started having them as soon as I was pretty much elected. I think I got in to see him within the first 6 weeks of being in the Senate. So I'm very grateful. He's also got a son-in-law that's obviously his ex-serving member and has written a book on veterans and other bits and pieces that have happened in our defence forces. And so I guess we have that connection as well.
And did you think right back then, 6 weeks in, that it was his intention to become the Prime Minister?
I don't think the Liberal Party had any other choice. I think he's their top performer. He has been for quite some time. He's a gentleman, on a world scale. He seems to be quite respected both in and out of Australia, and good for him. So if anyone's going to be able to do the job, it'll be Turnbull.
Whilst navigating this incredibly complicated political territory, you also started talking about challenges in your own life, your personal life, particularly in relation to your son, Dylan. How do you manage such a frontline political career with something so very difficult in your own life?
I think I have to be very grateful for my 10 years of service in the Army, because it teaches you how to split both sides. So I'm very grateful for that. It has been tough at times. It's a lot more relaxing now that I know he's getting the help that he needs, but it did get tough there. And I think the toughest thing was knowing that, first of all, I was powerless and couldn't help my son. And secondly was concerned about him and his welfare, but also, when they're taking that ice, they're very unpredictable, is that he may hurt somebody else and him having to live with that for the rest of his life. So there were some pretty hairy moments during that last few months before he actually went into rehab.
Jackie, how's he doing?
He's doing exceptionally well. He's back into a gym program. He's fitting in there very, very well. I won't see him for Christmas. He's not real confident about coming out over the Christmas period. They try and encourage the people in the rehabilitation centre to go and spend a couple of days with their families at Christmas time. So I guess that I won't see him until after Christmas at some stage, but certainly our thoughts will be with him, and I'll be one less son for the first time, I think, on Christmas Day for a very, very long time. But I'll give him a ring on Christmas Day and have a bit of a chat with him, and we've sent him up all his Christmas presents. But other than that, I just have to wait until he's ready and take it from there. But he'll have a good 12 months in there, and I'm really hoping. I mean, he's 21 now. I really want him to sort out his life and get on with it, so hopefully this will break the cycle.
Very quickly, where's Chrissy Day for you?
Chrissy Day for me is, we have a massive Christmas Day. We have it up near a river at the back of of Ulverston, and we have about 60 or 70 of us up there. We have all the kids and all the newborns that have come through this year, and we bring down the tractor with Santa Claus. She's a real traditional Christmas with us, and everybody picks out the best desserts. There's usually about 22 mini desserts sitting over the table. So I'm looking very forward to Christmas Day.
And you'll be pouring the tea Malcolm Turnbull style.
Yeah, I don't know about tea, but yeah, absolutely.
So, something more solid. Jackie absolutely. Lambie, thank you very much for your time. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks very much. Merry Christmas to you all.
That's the Tasmanian Senator, Independent Senator, Jackie Lambie.